I do like a weekly cleanse. I try to do a weekly cleanse, like at least once a week.
Dang, so you're one of them people without 16,000 emails.
Yeah. Damn. Oh my God. That's wild.
Yeah, half of that's probably porn.
No, all my porn accounts, those are on my old, those are my Fan Bingles one. So you're what? I made this account in like sixth grade, and it's Fan Bingles, my very first email account, fanbingles1@hotmail.com, where I signed up for all my porn.
I have somebody emailing you.
Yeah, right. Okay. I wish I could log, I feel like if I log back on there, I probably got like easily over 100,000 emails.
I still have my first email. That's why I have so many of these emails.
Yeah.
That's like my email I signed up on sketchy stuff.
Yeah. Just to like, so they don't send you a bunch of crap.
Yeah. Like that I you have don't my, care about. I have my important one with all my important things. And then I have the OG. It's actually my first email account. And it's
what's
got
the,
some.
What's the name? Yeah. What's the name on it?
It's just Chance Bridges 0825, man. Keep it original.
See, that's not bad. That's there's original. Like some people with like weird ass emails.
Yeah,
like
fanbingle.gmail.com.
I was going to say like assshaker797. Imagine applying for a job with that email.
That'd be a good name.
Yeah. For a strip club.
Did y'all email Ashtaker37?
Yeah, no, I got that.
Wow, why's 37?
It's like, I was 12 when I made
it. What's up, guys? Chance here. Got LeBlanc on the other side. Go ahead and say hello, sir.
Hello, guys. My name is LeBlanc.
That was kind of sus.
All right, run it back. I'm ready.
Hey, that was pretty good. What's up, guys? This is Chance. We have LeBlanc on the other side. Go ahead and say what's up, sir.
And I'm your co-host, LeBlanc. Welcome to the Unfiltered
Podcast. You
better
acknowledge me right, son.
The co-host,
Chance.
And
but
weird.
You could call me Darth Quarius.
You can call me Cecil Clapham.
A.K.A. Cecil the Claphams.
Yeah, and welcome to the Unfiltered Podcast with Chance and LeBlanc, and I guess
first episode.
Yeah, pretty much we're just gonna be talking about
some random shit,
literally random shit, whatever we can think of, sports, stuff that happens, crazy shit that happens.
I'm a little monkey in my head that just tells me to say things, and we're gonna go from there.
You said monkey? That's kind of racist, isn't it?
Chill. Well, all right, it's a little cracker jack.
Oh, no, you're anti-racist. Yeah, no, but we're just going to be talking about random shit that's going on in our lives or in social media or sports or literally whatever comes to mind.
If your feelings get hurt easily, oh, well, stay through.
I just want to go ahead and first and foremost, make an apology to my mother if she listens to this podcast.
Oh, no cap. Sorry, Mom. Dad, you'll love it.
Yeah, my dad, he'll love it, but my mom, I'm probably not even going to tell her about it. I'm just going to tell her to play it on mute or something.
Just have it playing in the car. You ain't got to be in there. Don't even have to listen. Yo, y'all got feathers in your pillows?
I don't know. That's Serenity.
That's
like
some fancy stuff.
I tell you, she's the breadwinner. I don't even work no more. She just takes care of me.
Yeah, she makes the money, pays for the apartment.
She buys me everything, gives me my weekly allowance.
Chill, a lot of people do that, actually.
I know. I wish that was real. I didn't have to work, and she would just
I wasn't talking about the work part. I was talking about I got guys that work with me and make all the money, and then they're like, yeah, I don't even know what I make. That's what they tell me.
What the? I wish I could get paid and like not even
know. Tell them like, yo, I'm about to be topped out. They're like, yeah, what's that? Like, how much is it? I don't know.
Dang, it's yeah, like, because there's people at my job, they like get paid. They don't even know that they get paid. Like,
oh, you work? I thought you were supposed to.
No, I wish she took care of me. I would 100% be a sugar baby.
That's what I'm looking for, man.
Just a sugar mama?
Yeah. Oh,
just give me like an
if
allowance.
If you're listening, hit me up. I'm out here.
My Instagram is
any weight is fine. The size.
I'm trying to get a PS5. So I need me a
PS5. I'll take the L for anything.
I'm trying to get Serenity to buy me a PS5. So I've been cleaning up the house, being a nice little house boy.
So if she doesn't get it, what are you gonna do? Granny time.
if she doesn't get me, if she doesn't get my PS5 in time, then, you know, I just gotta step out. I gotta go. I'm sure there are websites that you can find, like sugar mamas. There has to be websites.
Yeah.
You sound like you know.
I wouldn't know. I'm not opposed to it. I'd try it.
I don't know. I would feel weird sending an older lady naked pictures of myself.
Oh, I most definitely wouldn't. She would enjoy those pictures.
You'd spread cheeks and she's like, Chance, send me a picture of you doing dick helicopters. I need to do some dick helicopters for that PS5. I'd do some dick helicopters for a PS5.
What if she just told you, yo, pull up. I got one request for this PS5. Slay me. Slay.
That'd be a sad day, but that PS5 will sure be secured at the end.
I'm taking no hesitation. Whatever she asks, if I gotta suck a toe.
That's I feel like on the list of things that could happen, I feel like sucking toes would be like probably your best bet.
So you're an avid toe sucker.
I'd rather suck a toe than like make out with an old woman.
Oh no, you gotta do that too. That's first base. Toe sucking's like middle, okay. Second, third.
If I was a single man, 1000%, I don't think I could be a sugar baby.
A what?
A sugar baby. That's what they're called. Like, that's, I guess that's a PC term for somebody who's like a younger person who does sexual favors for an older person. It's like a sugar baby.
I could do it.
You could?
So what am I getting in return?
If a 74-year-old Miss Whatever comes to you and she's like, all right, Chance, I'm going to give you $500 a week. But you got to link.
It's already done.
You have to link up with me one day.
It's already done.
You got to link up with me one day every weekend, either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and we got to smash for at least 3 hours.
Good luck. 3 hours.
She said, I don't care if you look noodle. We got to smash. I don't care. You're giving me 3 hours of your time in my bed for $500 a week.
Two and a half of that's going to be talking about disappointment on my end.
I couldn't do that. I don't know. Like, it would take an insurmountable amount of money for me to be like, okay, you know, I'll be a sugar baby.
You're tripping.
What's your like lowest limit? If somebody gave you $200 a week.
Oh, I'd do it.
Nah, bro. That's like, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Listen, I'm chasing the bag. All right. The bag's not going to chase me.
Okay. It just depends on like how hard times are. If I'm like, poor at that point, like have nothing going for my life.
Money's money. One day, $200. And how long?
3 hours. Like 3 hours at a time.
3 hours.
No,
I couldn't. Right now?
No, I couldn't.
I'd need at least $100.
Okay, think about going down. Think about going down on an older lady.
Knock the dust off that thing. Straight knocking the dust off.
Oh man. No, I couldn't. That's like that, yeah, that. That kind of hurts my stomach thinking about.
Yeah, you're capping.
Nah, bro, I couldn't do that.
I would lubricate if I had to, but I really don't think I'd have to.
What?
You think? How old are we talking, though?
Like I said, 70 years old.
70?
You think old women got that WAP? Hell no! Certainly not.
They got that DAP.
Yeah, that DAP. They got that DAP, that super DAP, that SUDAP.
That would be rough.
I couldn't do it. No, I couldn't. Like, I wouldn't be able to.
I gotta eat it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
We're all through.
Yeah, you just, like, whatever you do with a person your age, you would have to. She's like, all right, like, you know, you do it. I'll give you $500 a week. Nah.
$500 a week? Oh, you bumped up my price. I'm down.
Nah, I couldn't. Nah, that's too much.
3 hours. $2,000 a month. That's $2,000 a month on top of whatever you're making.
True. True.
You know what you could do with $2,000 a month?
That's $24,000 a year.
In one day.
But you're going to, that's always going to be in your head.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah, it would be in my head every Saturday or Sunday whenever I got a show. With
that, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I couldn't do that, man.
Whenever I show up. I'd be like, dude, easy money Saturday. Let's roll.
It's time to pay the bills.
We got go-karts to race, baby. Let's get to going.
Okay. All right. I got a story I wanna tell you. I want you to tell me what you think about this, okay?
All right. Go ahead. I'm a little nervous. I don't know where this is going.
No. Story. I found it on the news. So it says here, police sees 324,000 used condoms being washed and reused in Vietnam.
What the fuck?
Says paid workers are tasked with cleaning the rubber contraceptives before reshaping them with wooden dildos. The condoms were then repackaged before being resold to the unsuspecting public.
Is that unsuspecting public the U.S.?
That's what I'm thinking. You know, where are condoms being made?
Most definitely like the Philippines.
Exactly. You don't know. I doubt they're being made here. So, like, think about it. A condom you've used in your life could have been reused or already used before. And they just, like, they literally take it to the sink, rinse it out, and then reshape it.
That's so nasty.
And then roll that thing back up and then package it. It's like,
here you go.
That's crazy.
Fresh roll, baby.
Do you know how many, like... I'm pretty
Can
sure
you transfer STD like that.
Though? I'm 1,000% sure STDs are like still on those condoms.
You don't think they would die? Everything else dies.
But like, okay, no, I don't like think about that though. Like, you're just rinsing it out with water or whatever. I doubt they're being like sanitary at all because like they're literally.
They're probably washing it in like shit water.
Yeah, like, they probably wash it in the same water. They probably have a bucket of water, and they just dip them in there, rinse them off, and then...
Oh, that's nasty.
324,000 used condoms.
You know, you think about it, all for gay rights, but if you think about it, not all those condoms were used on man or woman.
Exactly. There's condoms used for, like, sodomy, like, in the...
Straight... booty hole.
Yeah, and like they're just washing it. I mean, that could go for like anybody though. Like straight people do it, gay people do it. It's like, so like they're literally using them again.
I need more information.
That's all I have here. That from what I read, because they like then went through the whole.
Well,
process.
Boys, that's all you need to know. Drive back, baby. Drive
back. Just no more and no condoms. 2020.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were just, that's crazy. Like, it's crazy for me to think, like, anything condoms that I used in the past, they could have been used before.
I just keep all mine in a drawer. You never know when you might need to whip out old reliable.
You just keep them, you tie them up and then throw them in like a shoebox or something?
No, if you tie them, it's hard to untie them, so you gotta keep them out and just regular. I don't even wash them, I just stick it back in.
You tried to untie it before?
No, I just imagine that rubber untying is probably kind of hard, especially when it gets like it's been out. You know, it kind of gets hard and stuff.
If you tie it, just like cut it off. Just
how do you do that though? Like now that I'm thinking about, it, like it's like such a thin piece of rubber. Like it would have to get hard over time. So like, are they like whipping these things off and then just cleaning them right there? What if they're just doing it right there,
peeling the semen out, the hard semen out, and like rinsing it off?
Like rehydrating it.
Yeah. And then putting on the wooden.
Bro, think about this. All right, there's a woman there. Doesn't have a man, wants a baby.
So you're saying she uses the semen to.
What
Jeez.
If?
Jeez.
That's a thought.
So, like,
easy.
People could have kids out there.
Easy.
Okay, hold on. Pause. Wait, I just thought about this. Like, where are they getting the used condoms from?
That's a good question.
So
like, who's just out here swiping used
like,
condoms to give
out? It's like, what? It's like, how do you...
Yo, is that a used condom?
It's like, let me get that.
To the Philippines right quick. And make like, a quick 50 cent off
okay,
of that one.
Okay, I'm just thinking about that. Where...
That is a good question.
Because, like, okay, so you use a condom, right? You either A, flush it down the toilet, or B...
Who the hell flushes condoms down the toilet?
You're not supposed to do that?
I don't think so. What if it gets stuck? Damn. Well, I guess eventually it would bust, but... I don't know, man. Things hold up pretty well.
What do you do with them?
Throw my shit in the trash.
That's like...
Stick it back in the wrapper that I threw on the floor. Just stuff it back in there.
I just leave the wrappers hanging around. I don't even... I clean the wrappers later. No, but like... What, like, okay, so... use a condom. 324,000. So like they have 324,000 used
that they
condoms
have done already.
Apparently, yeah, yeah. It's a no. That's only the police seized. The police seized. That's only how much the police got. So like,
think somebody's about out there stroking, bro. 324,000.
Yeah. So that's not like that's not from one person. Like people have used that. Like how do you where do you find like that's my
but
biggest
Philippines thing. Though that's like a dirtier place. Like. They could just be finding them out there, throwing them on the ground or something.
Okay, but still though, 324,000. So I'm already like in my head. I'm just gonna go ahead and double that of what they already like reuse.
No, tripling,
yeah, at least because I don't know. That just doesn't seem right to me. STDs are probably spreading out there.
There's no way they come from the U.S. Who is shipping used condoms overseas?
You never know. Dark web shit. You know how much crazy shit you can find on the dark web? Like,
never actually been on it, have you?
I've never been. I tried to go. You have to download like some Zipkern or whatever, and then like
I'm too scared to do stuff like that.
I'm scared. Like I've heard so many stories about the dark web that like
you know what the dark web was intended for originally?
What?
The U.S. military to like communicate
with
like to each other without people being able to. Yeah, get in there, and then somebody found it and got in, and now it's, like, really bad, apparently.
Yeah, no. Have you heard stories about it? Like
I've heard, like, people, like, get on there, do stuff, and people show up at their house and stuff like that.
They, like, SWAT people. Like, they, I don't know, somebody on, like, there, like, knows how to, like, SWAT people.
SWAT.
Like, so SWATting, they do it to, like, live streams and stuff like that. So, like, they, like... they do whatever. They, like, send a signal to the police station, and then, like, SWAT team literally raids the person's house.
What?
Whoever they choose. So, like, it happened, like, on a bunch of live streams before. Because, like, famous people will be live streaming, and, like, somebody on the dark web will, like, SWAT their house, and, like, literally their house gets raided by SWAT teams.
That doesn't sound... I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's not too bad. I mean, they're going to...
Okay, that's not even, like, scratching the surface, though. There's, like, snuff films. Do you know what a snuff film is?
That's the ones where they, like, kill the people and stuff, isn't
it? Yeah, it's like a porn where they kill the person at the end.
Oh, God.
And people, like, live stream that shit.
Yeah, I don't even feel comfortable talking about it. My stomach's getting a little woozy.
Yeah, that shit, it's, like, it's crazy. Like, all the crap that goes, like, they sell body parts, they sell weapons, hitman services... Stuff like that.
If you could find out how much I could sell a nut for on there, we're good.
I think you could legally sell your nut, like one.
No, it's all something
testicle.
Like 35K. Yeah. Or something like that.
That like got me thinking.
I'm about to
like,
be balling.
How much do I need?
I'm about to be balling with no balls.
Yeah, you're gonna be balling.
Just sack. He's I wonder if they take that or if they just leave it like a flap of skin.
You just have, or you just have one sack with a little flap next to it. I'm sure they.
One sack.
Or one ball. One ball sack. Yeah.
Just one sack with a little flap over here. Like,
I'm sure they take the skin, though, whenever they, like, take your ball. I don't think they can take two, right?
Yeah, you can take however many you want.
You just say, take all my shit.
Yeah, I mean, double it ain't no different than, like, a woman getting, like, a hysterectomy, I guess. Right? That's when they take out the ovaries.
Well, I mean,
and all
I guess.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's your body. You can be like, yeah, just take it.
I mean,
you.
God dang, people get their shit chopped off to 60. Become a woman.
Oh, yeah, true. Some of those, like, have you ever seen pictures of.
Yo, take both my nuts, take a little bit of that money, turn it into a pussy.
No!
Trying to go full hermaphrodite.
I wonder, do they have feeling? Do hermaphrodites have feelings? Like, say you're a dude and you, like, chop off everything and you have a vagina. Like, do you have feeling?
Yeah, I think so. I saw a TikTok the other day. It was a transgender woman. Is that what you call them? Like, after they...
That is so confusing to me. So, transgender woman.
Is that considered a transgender man? Because he used to be a man.
Yeah.
A transgender woman because she used to be a woman.
But now is
a... Or is a transgender woman because now she's a woman.
But she used to be
a woman.
See, that stuff like messes up my brain. Like,
I'm pretty sure you would call her what they want to identify as.
Yeah, okay. So if I'm a guy and I want to change it to a girl, and I do.
You having thoughts?
No. Yeah, guys, I actually want to become a woman. No, so if I do that, then I am a transgender woman because
now you're a man. Woman. Yeah.
But wouldn't it be transgender man though? Because like,
no. No, you.
I guess the PC one is transgender woman.
Yeah. Because like right now, I can straight up say like, I identify as a woman. You know, and then to be politically correct, right? You would have to call me a woman.
Huh.
Hold on a second. With a schmeat.
All right, so for the next topic that I have for you, our not my favorite rapper, but famous rapper Tory Lanez. You know how he shot Meg Thee Stallion in the foot, right?
Pop, pop, right in the feet.
So apparently, it came out last night
my man is undefeated.
This is not funny at all. But it came out last night. I'm sorry. Before he started shooting at Meg Thee Stallion, he pointed his gun at her at the ground and said, "He said, dance, bitch."
What?
He said, dance, bitch. He started shooting.
What?
I'm sorry. That shit is not funny.
Yeah, that's wild.
But he literally pointed at the ground. It said, dance, bitch. And started shooting like, pow, pow, pow. I'm guessing she started. I'm sorry.
All right, so we could go ahead and mark up undefeated Tory Lanez, Chris Brown, Ray Rice.
Yeah, he's all with all
Tyree
of us.
Tyreek Hill. We stomp bitches out Joe here.
Joe Mixon. Just the fact, just thinking how this man's like, what, 5'3", 5'4"?
Yo, he's that short?
He's like immense.
She's like, what, like 6 foot?
No, she's 5'10", and like she towers over him.
And she probably
like,
have heels on too.
Yeah. So
oh my
like,
God, he's that probably, short, and she's probably like, dating?
No, I don't know. Okay, so I don't know what they were doing. I guess they were just
That's
at
a
the,
little weird.
I guess they were just like at the same party or whatnot. And
So my man just whipped out the gat and was like, dance, bitch. Just start popping off.
Yeah, no, I guess they were at the same party. It was a party in LA, and I guess he got drunk, and like it's been like an ongoing thing for the past month. Like Meg Thee Stallion wouldn't say anything about it, and then she went on live and said he did it, and like I guess Tory Lanez had a live 2 nights ago, and he addressed the situation, but another source came out and said that he was
I wonder if that's true, because that would be
that would be
hilarious.
It was like on one of those
not
pressing,
funny but
I'm hilarious. Sorry, like I don't mean to laugh at it, but like just thinking about this, just, it sounds like some shit out of a movie.
But going OJ say, Simpson set the tone.
He killed
he set the playing field.
Do you think he killed his wife?
Most certainly.
You think so?
Yeah.
The glove did fit.
If the glove doesn't fit, you cannot acquit.
And that man had big hands.
But what he did was he pulled him like down to like probably like 7/8 of his hand and like had his hand wide open, like trying to pull him on. When do you ever have your hand like wide the fuck open pulling a glove? No, yeah, I don't do. I might do that. I don't know.
It's like, am I a killer?
I could be. But yeah. My boy OJ.
But that man walked.
If
free,
he ever
though.
Hears this, I think he did it.
He's gonna DM me on.
He's gonna pull up to my house.
He'd be like, "Say that shit to my face."
It's like, man's gonna pull up like scream.
You saw the video?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The video where the girl goes to walk into the room and he's sitting there with the knife and he goes,
yo, he did not give a fuck, man.
Good, yeah. Like, he did that shit, man.
Yeah, OJ. Yeah, the man. Damn.
So you think OJ did it?
Yeah. Oh, no, most definitely. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I watched the whole thing.
He's just bro's taunting guilty. People. He's
yeah,
just
like,
taunting.
Yeah, yeah. Like the whole time, he's like, yeah, I did it, but y'all ain't gonna get me. Like,
nah, that's crazy, man.
Who was it? Rob Kardashian, wasn't that his attorney or no? Rob
the
Kardashian. What is Rob? Isn't it Rob?
His last name is Kardashian.
I'm pretty sure your first name's Rob. Might be wrong.
Isn't one of the sons named Rob?
I don't know. I don't want to keep up with the Kardashians.
I watch that show. That shit's jack.
I bet you do.
That shit is jack. I watch it because of Kanye, though. But
them boy about to get divorced. You see that? Or I don't, she said that she would or something. I don't know how.
She said that like 3 or 4 times before. Do you know how much money she would be leaving on the table?
She really doesn't need Kanye, though.
Facts. That is facts. But
she literally built that family.
But you know how rich people are. You know, they need more money on top of more money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So even though
too much.
They split and her network goes down by whatever, like, she's still going to want Kanye there just to, because, like, who's she going to date?
But like, who's going to, like, stay with somebody just for the money?
Me? Yeah, me? Me? Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, like, the hell?
Yeah, but she has like, there's like, I there's no way she's gonna leave. No way. There can't be. There's too much. They're together, they're almost a $2 billion couple.
He's worth that much?
Yeah, because he has like Yeezy. He just signed with Gap. Like, he has like,
he ain't worth that much.
I'm telling you, can look it up. He's like,
let me look this up. Kanye's,
I'm like a Kim Kardashian network.
Because I honestly don't think he's really worth that much money. Okay, I am completely freaking wrong. This dude is worth $1.3 billion.
I'm telling you. What I'm the telling hell? You. Look, I looked up Kim Kardashian.
Yo, he's got more money than Diddy now then.
No, I think.
Right?
I don't know
how
where Diddy.
How much is Diddy worth? Diddy was the richest.
I don't know where Diddy be getting his money, but that man is rich as fuck, right? I mean, yeah. Okay, I guess he had like
he
Biggie.
Was worth like $900 million not
that's,
too long
Kim
ago.
Kim Kardashian's worth $900 million now. Diddy is worth $855 million.
Wow, so Kanye has surpassed, all rappers. Diddy.
Yeah, because he has like all that. He has like the fashion industry and all that stuff like on.
Which
lock.
In my eyes, the clothes are pretty trash. Shoes, dope.
Clothes, yeah, shoes. Trash. Yeah, shoes, dope. Clothes. Some of the clothes is cool, but like only some. His. Not his. Okay, so not his. Actual clothes that he releases, his like merch clothes, yeah, like yeah, for his music,
yeah, yeah merch,
not
maybe.
His
yeah. The fashion clothes.
No, yeah, I don't fuck stop. With that. Like his,
bro,
his.
Well, he's worth $1.3 million.
Yeah,
so
he makes a fuck ton of money. Yeah, so like, I'm crazy. Telling you, she's not gonna leave that man. She can't. She can't.
I'm saying right now, I wouldn't leave him.
No, I would. Just let me be there.
Kanye pulled up and be like, "Yo, you trying to ride?" I'm like, "I'm down, man. Like, yeah, I'm down for whatever."
It's like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm just, okay, I'm just trying to be like their assistant. You know, Kim Kardashian, she has an assistant, lives in their house with them. All she does is like go pick up Starbucks and like grabs food and grocery shops for them. I'm sure she makes over 6 figures.
Oh, no doubt.
No rent. You probably get a free car living with them, over 6 figures. That's like, I'd drop everything to go be a...
Yeah, I'd go live with him.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah,
I'd be
sure.
Right there with him. I'd be like, yo, what do you want me to do? You want me to rub your feet?
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, sure. I'll do this. I'll live in L.A. and make all this money.
They
just
live in
to
L.A.?
Grab some. I'm pretty sure. Or like Calabasas or something.
I feel like they live somewhere weird.
I don't know.
Kanye
like
how be doing some shit like that.
He does have that big-ass ranch in West...
He's got a ranch?
Wyoming. He has like a 700-acre ranch or whatever in Wyoming.
Hmm.
Now that would be. I'd want to own a ranch. Like,
that would be pretty cool. But I'd have to have a lot of money, because if you own a ranch and you gotta do all the stuff yourself, that's a lot of work.
I mean, but to have all that land and be like, yeah, this is my.
But
land.
You know what's like, weird is like all these like people with a lot of money, like professional athletes. Everybody I've like listened to and looked at stuff, like they all have ranches.
Yeah, that's a
like is
property.
That like a, Is that like a thing? Like
they say, like the best like if you
way get bread. Like yo, I got to get this ranch.
Give me a ranch. Get that land. So you have land forever.
Fuck up and give me Hidden Valley.
Hidden Valley. You making ranch on your ranch?
Yo, that would be the name of my ranch. Hidden Valley. Pull up, Hidden Valley. Jamal Murray is gonna bring back that 3-1 lead like he has been the whole series. Okay. The whole playoff series.
I wanna preface this. There's three types of people I don't like. Okay? There's Lakers fans, there's Cowboys fans, and there's Steelers fans. I am wholeheartedly rooting for the Nuggets in this.
Oh, I called it Nuggets Heat Finals.
In this Heat, Hunter Heat, they got one more game, right?
Lost last night. I'm pretty sure. Oh,
they did lose.
Yeah.
Hold on, they did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's a 3-2 3-2 now in that one.
I'm going against the Heat because we have a friend we know that is a Heat fan.
Who?
Dion.
Dion likes the Heat?
Yeah, he likes the Heat. But
wow.
I only go against teams because one of my friends like them and I don't want to hear people talk shit. And like especially the Lakers. There's so many people that like the Lakers and there's so many people like the Steelers. I hate the Lakers. Nuggets are gonna do something historical. They're gonna come back from down 3-1 for the rest of the rest of the
they're playoff. Actually the last team to do this.
Yeah.
And what was it, 1994 or something like that?
Yeah, they came back 3-1 first round, came back 3-1 second round. And they're about to come back 3-1 now.
They lost the last, or no, they lost in the finals, I'm pretty sure.
The teams that came back 3-1 or whatever?
Yeah, Denver, the last team to do it, the Nuggets.
I'm calling it now. They're coming back 3-1. I don't know if they're going to win the championship. If they meet up with Celtics in the finals...
No, I'm Tyler Hero.
Tyler, that man is nice. 37 points or 30 points the other night. What, 20 years old?
Already goated.
That man's a my player. No, Luka. Yeah, Luka. That dude's nice. But yeah,
poor Luka. Chris Stapps, it's all your fault.
He got hurt, right?
Yeah, hurt.
He's faking.
Yeah, I think.
I got Nuggets coming back.
So did you get happy when Anthony Davis went down with what looked like a high ankle sprain?
Okay, no. Okay, okay. I never would wish injury. I never would condone an injury, only on video games. But now that he's hurt, I'm not going to say I'm happy.
He's not hurt, though. He's playing.
Oh, he's gonna play.
Yeah. Yeah, he played the rest of that game.
Dang.
Looked like he tried to... I don't know. I watched the play. It looked kind of nasty. It did look nasty. So he might have like a little light ankle sprain or something. Like
it's going to bother him. The thought's going to be in the back of his mind.
I don't think so.
I don't think he's dropping 30 and 20 this game, though, for the rest of the season.
As much as I really hope he doesn't, and I really don't want them to win, I think it's going to happen.
Okay, so do you think LeBron...
Maybe not tonight.
You think LeBron's running the finals without Anthony Davis on this current Lakers
team?
He's going
to play, though.
No, I'm saying, like, if...
Oh, if...
If he wasn't there.
Speculation is not good. Without Anthony Davis? No way.
Okay, exactly.
I don't know. Dwight Howard's playing pretty good right now off the bench, but that is off the bench.
True. But, I mean, for them to have Dwight Howard...
He started last game, too, though. So.
Yeah, but for them to have Dwight Howard off the bench, like, that's... I mean, he's not in his prime anymore, but still, Dwight Howard's, like, a decent player. He once was...
I think they're going to start him again because the big game is really working for him.
Yeah. To play big man ball, play Twin Towers, and then LeBron. That's a big-ass starting lineup.
Nuggets got to keep LeBron shooting because as long as he's getting in the basket, they're going to win.
I say Jamal Murray. I was about to say Kyler Murray. I say Jamal Murray goes for 40 because last night he took.
Kyler Murray's a goat.
He is nice.
Will be.
But
I hate it.
Jamal Murray, he took like what? 3 threes in the whole. Like, it was like he went 0 for 4 for 3.
No,
the last
man was
game.
Going stupid though. Did you see some of the shots he made?
Yeah, you saw the Michael Jordan.
Oh,
the,
man,
on LeBron.
Nice. Like that made me smile when I watched.
Yeah,
I
he like, had LeBron out there looking like, stupid.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man. I'm hoping they come back because I like the last thing I want to see is Lakers in the finals. But I feel like this is the conspiracy theory side of me coming out. I feel like the Lakers are going to get pushed to the finals this year.
Oh, why not?
I feel it because, you know, rest in peace. Why not? You know, rest in peace, Kobe.
Kobe,
you
know? Passed. What's a better...
Yeah, rest in peace, Kobe.
What's a better news line than Kobe passing away this year and the Lakers win the finals?
Exactly. It pulls at your heartstrings, which gives more ratings. So that's why, like, the people higher up, they're like, okay. So that's, like, as much as I hate...
The penalty called in the game, the fouls and the foul line, looks way biased.
Oh, most definitely.
LeBron and AD had more fouls on them. Like, they were at the foul line more than the entire Nuggets team the last game.
I'm telling you, refs are scared of LeBron. I don't know. They look at him as a daddy or something. Did you see in the Last Dance documentary, there was a section.
I actually haven't finished it.
You haven't? Okay. No. Well, there's, like, just a small little section where, like, Michael Jordan, he was talking to a ref. And the ref had made a call, and Michael Jordan told him that he didn't foul the guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about, though.
And the ref reversed the call. I feel like that is the modern-day situation of what's going on with LeBron James and how they're scared of...
King James.
Yeah, they're scared of, like, calling a foul against him and not playing the game fair.
So what are your feelings on LeBron? How do you feel about LeBron?
Not the GOAT. He's not the GOAT. Not the GOAT.
I don't think so.
You already know who I know my GOAT.
If you say James Harden, I'm going to slap that piss out of you right
James
here.
Harden. James Harden's the best scorer of all time.
You're tripping.
Okay, no, I'm biased. He's second best next to KD. KD's the best scorer of all time.
KD, in my opinion, is the best scorer.
KD can play 1-5. He can shoot the three. He can slash. He can post fade. Literally anything you
Anything you want him to do, he can do. He can run point.
Now, and yeah, he can run point. He can run big man. What, he's 7 foot? Like, he's listed. Yeah,
they
he's
got him
listed.
Marked like 6'10".
Yeah, but, like you see him standing next to 7-footers, and he's literally 7 foot.
Wingspan's probably like fucking 97,000 inches.
Yeah, exactly. Think about any scorer in the history of the game and how efficiently they scored from each spot at every single point in their career. From KD coming from Texas to all the way to Nets now, he's literally been able to shoot the ball and score the ball on posts or slashing layups throughout his whole career. Michael Jordan came into the league, slasher, pure slasher, mid-range guy, sucked at 3-point shots. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who'd be the second best
scorer? Suck, but
okay. Nah, oh yeah,
didn't nah. excel there.
Okay, he wasn't as good as KD was entered
KD's
the league.
Been like a bomb since he got in the league.
He came to
Supersonic.
Yeah, he came to the Supersonic already, like, shooting, and he was crazy. James Harden started out slowly, you know, but as soon as he came to the best team in the league, Houston Rockets.
The best team in the league.
I mean, y'all got more rings,
the
I guess.
Pass is a pass.
But
still got him.
Great shooter. What, he had like a 40 games where he scored 30 points plus, the first time ever done in history. Last year, we still lost in the playoffs. James Harden.
Y'all did what in the playoffs?
We lost. Every year. Okay, you know, every year we lost to the NBA champions. I'm not mad at that.
So what you're saying is...
We'll always be second best.
Who did y'all lose to? Oh, the Lakers. So the Lakers are going to be champions this year?
Probably. But yeah... GOAT, the GOAT though, Kawhi Leonard.
You're tripping. He got come back on a 3-1 lead.
Look who he has. Playoff P.
Yeah,
some
Paul
shit.
George, best you saw player to ever play in the league.
Okay, so how you consider yourself a number two scoring option on a team? You get a wide open corner shot and you hit the side of the backboard? In a crucial in crunch time, because what, crunch time is like 5 minutes or less?
I mean, I consider myself a great shooter, and I would probably do the same thing.
No, I don't miss open shots. I'm the best shooter.
Yeah, I don't miss. Post fades all day, baby. I got
best shooter in the game.
6'7".
Nah, but...
Minus a foot, plus an inch.
Yeah, in my head, I'm like, literally can't miss. Nah, but I got Nuggets coming back. The hopeful side of me, I have Nuggets coming back.
Yeah.
Winning it.
I think the Heat.
Not winning at all.
I think the Heat beat the Lakers in 7.
I feel like the Heat would beat the Lakers in 7. I'm not going to lie.
That would be wild.
Because what's that?
I believe it could happen.
That Adebayo dude?
Yeah.
I feel like he would clamp the hell.
Out of who, AD?
Yes. I feel like he would clamp.
I think the whole key to beating the Lakers, you got to stop LeBron.
I don't know, because AD be saving LeBron, though.
Yeah, but when you got LeBron coming right behind him with nearly a triple-double.
True. I don't know, man.
I say let KD score. I mean, KD, AD score, and you got to hold LeBron
you
back.
Think, you don't think Jimmy Buckets going to clamp out LeBron? Because, I mean...
You got to make him shoot.
LeBron.
Got to make him shoot.
That series against us, the Rockets, that man was shooting. Like, I don't know why we were sagging off him.
That's not what he does great, though.
True. He's like
if he gets to the paint, they're going to win.
He's like a bona fide playmaking
yeah.
slasher. He's like, well, he doesn't really slash that much mid-range game.
If he gets on a roll going to the paint, he ain't stopping.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no. But, yeah. like, I feel like...
If you can't stop him in the paint, he ain't going.
I feel like since he's older now, his, like, first option or first, like, instinct on offense now would be to shoot the mid-range or, you know, a pass. But he's strong. He is a big man. He was, like, killing us in the paint because we don't have any big men.
Y'all suck.
No. No, Mike D'Antoni sucks for trading away Clint Capella.
So you think Russ is gone?
I think so. For a big man, yeah. But I don't think nobody's going to eat that contract. Wait, we got him for like...
I don't think anybody wants Russ.
Yeah, we got him for like 3 more years. I think he's with us for a while.
Unless I think they're going to try to get him out of there.
Yeah, unless we can pick up somebody and...
They'll probably trade him for draft picks.
I would hate that. I would completely hate that. I'm trying to win now. I don't care. I just want to win. I don't care about the future.
You just can't do it with... You can't do it with Russ. Russ has had all kind of stuff. He's had... All the people he's had. I mean, dang, he's had James Harden and KD on his team, and look at what happened.
Listen,
he forced both of them to have to leave.
Listen, whenever I saw the stat, whenever James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Clint Capella were on the floor together for what that span of those 30 games, we won like 20. We were like 23-7. It's like you're telling me you're gonna trade away Clint Capella.
Who did you trade him for?
I'm pretty sure we traded him for like draft picks and like some bench guy.
He's going off now, ain't he? He's in what, Atlanta?
Gosh.
This guy.
I don't know. I don't know if he's doing good. I don't think he had time to like excel in Atlanta because the playoffs were about to happen.
Yeah. Well, I got Heat taking it game 7 in the finals. Against the Lakers.
If it's Lakers Heat, I'm going for Heat. I don't care. I'd much rather have Heat.
I'm with you, Dion.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I'd much rather have Heat win than Lakers any day of the week.
But off of that, we're going to go ahead and switch on over here to SEC football. Starts today. Who's I know playing? You're a Miami Hurricanes fan.
I know, and
they got a tough task ahead of them in about 3 weeks
yeah,
from now.
Being a Miami fan, it's been tough like the past
yeah
10 years.
Dude, probably longer. Ever since, you know, the golden days where y'all paid players and gave them strippers.
I mean, hey, whatever keeps them happy. And you see what happens whenever we were paying them.
Yeah, everybody plays great.
And then
know?
See, now that the NCAA is paying their app, or are they're not
no, the
paying
NCAA
them.
Is not paying anybody. It's the boosters.
Yeah.
That can, or if, like, say if I owned, like, a car dealership or something, I could go over there and be like, since I'm an LSU fan, let's just say, like, I wanted to get Derek Stingley to be in a commercial. Like, I could pay him to do a commercial. The school cannot pay the players.
Yeah, it can't be like, yeah. Okay.
It has to be boosters or just any random company, from yeah. what I understand.
They can't be like, okay, I want you to come to my school. I'll give you a 4-year contract.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be honest. $3 million. You know, they could be like, the school could be like, yo, you know, we'll slide, you know, your dealership some money if you
come to our school.
No, like, tell the dealership, hey, man, like, go talk to this dude right here. Tell him you want him in a commercial. You'll pay him such and such.
Ah, so, like, they can be
yeah,
a commercial.
You know, like,
and
under thing, like under, you know, under the table type.
Yeah.
Thing, you know? I was thinking about that.
But I guess it's legal now, though, right?
Yeah, it's legal.
So, like,
yeah,
they,
totally
could,
legal.
They mean, could have Nike.
I don't know. I don't know if the school could do that because technically that's still them paying them. I don't think that would be good.
But if I'm not mistaken, like, they can have, like, sponsorships.
Yeah.
It's so, like, yeah, they can be sponsored by Nike, all that stuff.
If they wanted them.
They can make... That's like, so if Zion, like, say Zion was in the NCAA now, like, he would be able to get, like, a nice check from Jordan. Because he was, like it already was, like, predetermined that he was going to sign with Jordan.
Yeah, he could have been signed. Because that happened after him. I'm pretty sure after he left out of the college. Like, right after that.
Yeah, right after that, like, they started being able to get paid.
Yep. But, you know, my boys, LSU, they're going to run it back this year.
I ain't going to lie. Y'all are nice.
Nah, so we just, lost a lot.
Y'all just let go of the
goal. Jamar Chase ain't playing this season.
Why not?
Opted out because of COVID. He's getting ready for the NFL.
So
he's going to be a first rounder, probably like top 10.
So he's not playing at all?
No. He's not even on the team.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart. You don't get hurt.
Yeah, I mean.
You already showed. Like,
he already knows he's going to league.
It's like, I can do this. Now draft me. He's only a junior, too.
This is a junior season.
Dang.
And he's dipping.
But you're eligible for NFL draft junior season. Yeah. But now all that man's going to do the whole season is literally just work out. And so he's about to come in. He's
probably going
to
be GOAT.
He's about to come in like looking like DK Metcalf or something.
If only. But dang, now Derek Stingley has just been ruled out because he's sick.
Like, not COVID sick.
Did they list the symptoms?
Or
no, they just said it was something that happened overnight. Probably started throwing up. Maybe got a little too, you know.
He got hangover.
Turn up, you know.
Yeah, hangover.
But other than that, man, these injuries in the NFL though.
My team's hurt.
Call us the San Francisco Handicaps.
Y'all are hurting right now. Jimmy G, how long is he out? Did they already say?
Jimmy G's only out for like 4 to 6 weeks.
And then Mostert is...
with a high ankle sprain. He's out probably like 3 weeks. He's got like an MCL strain.
That's tough.
Yeah, he'll be back though. We got Jerry McKinnon. He was a starting back until, you know...
McKinnon is nice.
Torn ACLs.
Yeah, yeah, McKinnon is nice. But y'all are hurting right now, man.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. We played the Giants this week.
Oh, that's again. Without Saquon, though.
Yeah, without Saquon, but back at MetLife Arena, because you know the Jets and the
Jets
play
at
the same place. And there was a lot of knee injuries in that game last week on that field.
Yeah.
A newly turfed field.
I think the Mostert injury wasn't like...
I didn't even see that one happen.
Yeah, it didn't, like, it wasn't too obvious.
Yeah, that was just an MCL strain. That ain't nothing for them in the NFL, really.
Yeah, so he should
ACL is the bad one. MCL is like a...
Christian McCaffrey had the ACL?
I don't think he has ACL. I think he's got, like, a high ankle sprain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll be back in, like, probably, like, 3 weeks or something.
And then there's Saquon.
Saquon, he's gone.
Yeah. That's tough.
That hurts a lot of people's fantasies.
There's Christian McCaffrey, Michael Thomas. I have Michael Thomas in two of my paid fantasy leagues.
Not
the one that we're with. My other one, but
you got him in the one that we're in too.
I do. Okay, then I'm right.
Yeah, I
got
hurt
him
in that one. And I play you this week, by the way.
Really? Yeah. Okay, we're not gonna talk about that. We're not gonna talk about that.
I play you this week. Thank God Michael Thomas is hurt because Davante Adams is hurt.
Jeez.
Yeah,
but yeah, no. Michael Thomas is out. Is George Kittle? He's hurt too, right? Or am I?
I think they would have let him play, but they're playing back at MetLife, and
they don't like
the turf. I don't think 49ers like the turf out there right now.
And y'all are better than. So I mean, they could rest them another week.
I hope
and still get it. what's your record?
Oh, we're 1-1 right
one
now.
1-1.
Yeah, we lost to the up and coming goat, Kyler Murray.
That man's kind of nice, and they Texans screwed up and gave him that weapon in D-Hop.
Yeah, who the
who was in that like front offense? Like, yeah, we'll give away D-Hop.
We'll trade him for David Johnson.
Yeah,
sounds like a great deal.
David Johnson's injury, cutting up though. He's been injury prone a lot though.
Yeah, like the last few years,
he had like that one really really good season.
But see, he didn't have that coach no more. They had a different coach. That ran like a different system.
Oh, okay.
I think they wanted to throw the ball more.
Yeah.
Type poor deal.
Yeah.
But he's doing pretty good at Houston.
Houston fans. They're 1-1.
Did they win last week?
They can't be 1-2.
They won last week.
Because I saw the game where they played the Chiefs in the opener. They lost that game. But I don't know.
Shit's wild. It's a wild season. Got a long way to go.
A lot of injuries. Bro, it feels like so much happened within the first 2-3 weeks of the season.
Bro, somebody got hurt last night, too. It was like 2 people. Like ACL tears last night.
Last night?
Yeah, not last night. Thursday night.
Miami and the Jaguars. Miami cut up on them.
Yeah, I had to pick up Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic, that man is nice. He had a rushing touchdown too.
Yeah, that man's a
goat. That man is nice. And then Gardner
with Fitzmagic, if you want Gardner Minshew
showed his ass last night.
He's the G though.
Yeah, he is.
The man's rocking a stash.
Yeah, he's an
handlebar
icon.
Stash. The handlebar.
But they got tossed up though, right? They got tuned bad. It was like 38-14.
Yeah, I quit watching it like halftime.
Yeah, I stopped watching because it was just.
Yeah, I was at a bar.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I just drank.
My team's not playing. I was going ahead and getting prepared for Sunday.
Bro, on my. So I follow some of my Bengals players on social media. Nice.
And I see Joe Mixon slapping people up.
No, so our starting right guard, he's Bobby Johnson. He's really bad.
Is he white?
No, he's a black guy.
What? Bobby Johnson.
He's really bad. Tell me why.
Oh, I already know what you're talking about.
What?
Where they told him that he was like terrible and needed to couldn't yeah. block for Joe Burrow. And everybody was like talking crap.
I think I sent the screenshot to the group chat.
I don't know, but you did.
He posted like, I'm pretty sure it's like just an innocent picture with him like at a grill or something with his or whatever. And like all in the comments, it's like, you need a block for Joe Burrow. You fucking suck. Yeah. You need to leave. I'm like, dang, can this man like have some separation from football and like his social media?
Yeah, that junk was like, hilarious. Dude is letting Joe Burrow get destroyed.
Yes.
LSU.
Yes. Like, man has, like, he, like, you know how you're supposed to have 4 seconds in a pocket. This man literally has.
Got, like, 1.6.
Half that. Like, Joe Burrow's.
Imagine when you play a team with a great D-line.
Exactly.
You ain't even played one of those yet.
Running for his life. Well, Chargers, they had Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, and then they were literally.
I played the Chargers.
They were blitzing the whole game.
Oh, of course. It's a rookie quarterback trying to get in his head.
They were blitzing the whole game, but. Yeah, they don't block for my man, and he's literally running for his life back there.
But, yeah, my boy, man, he gonna turn up. Justin Herbert, I think he's got the starting spot now.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that?
Yeah.
Where they punctured his lung? What the fuck is that?
The doctor did it, but they say it's like a normal practice. Like, what, he was getting a shot, so like.
In his ribs, he had to feel better.
Yeah, right? It like numbs him. For like 4 to 5 hours. So you can't feel it. You can't feel where it's hurting. Yeah. So like after the game, it'll wear off and then he really feels it.
Yeah.
But I guess they say that the doctor gives you like your percentages of like what can happen. And well, he just fell in like that 1% chance.
So they're about to fire that man for an accident. I don't know. I mean, I feel like that kind of be crappy to like fire that man.
Who, the doctor?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they'd fire him. But I think Tyrod Taylor is the most unlucky quarterback in the league.
Oh, most definitely.
He got a spot taken against dang Baker Mayfield. Where did he go after that? He's been on everybody's team.
Did he go to the Saints?
No, you're thinking about Teddy Bridgewater.
Bridgewater.
Yeah. Oh, no, he went to the Colts.
Bills.
Or the Bills.
Because Colts got Brissett. You think about Brissett.
Yeah. I don't know where he went after that, but now he's on the Chargers. And
he gets stabbed in the lungs.
Yeah, he gets stabbed in the lung. They say it just heals itself back, too. Say, like, the lung just, like...
That's crazy.
Yeah, did not know that.
If it was...
Shout out to the human body for being wild.
For being just, wild and fixing
itself.
It's like,
you got stabbed in the lung? I'm going to just plug that hole right quick.
Just
like a tire.
Just want to see a time lapse of that happening where the hole's, like, closing and shit.
That would be weird. You know what's another weird thing?
What?
I found out the other day that your organs are, like, constantly moving inside of your body.
I guess I could see that, because, like, when you twist and turn and stuff, like, I guess it doesn't...
Not like they, like, float there or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
You know, I never thought about that.
Yeah, like it's not like just like stationary, like your stomach. Yeah, it's just like stays here, like that shit just constantly moves. I did the same exact thing.
You bounce something.
When I read it,
I was like, what?
Yo,
what about your heart? Can your heart like?
I guess so. I guess it would move. I mean, it's an organ. They said all organs, I guess. Does my schmeat constantly?
Your dick is considered an organ, right?
I don't think so.
What is it considered?
I guess a muscle.
I guess.
Some of us just got smaller muscles.
Yeah, smaller. But okay, no. It can't be a muscle because you can build muscles.
Who says you can't build your meat?
You do it in dick ups with your ups. Like, see somebody in the gym doing that.
Is it weird when you move it, your butthole clenches?
No, it's like a thing. I'm thinking.
What about that? Huh?
Now, like, I'm just lost in thought. Okay, but like, if you can do, is that what Kegels are?
Kegels.
That's like the dick exercise, right?
I ain't heard about this one.
I think it's like a Kegel, a dick exercise, or something like that. It's like you flex it or something. What?
I'm flexing mine all the time.
It's like, why is it not 50 inches? It's a Kegel exercise, also known as the pelvic floor exercise, involves repeatedly contracting and relaxing the muscles that form part of the pelvic floor.
What the fuck is the pelvic floor?
So, like, the spot, like, your gooch.
This is my gooch?
Yeah,
your gooch. In the tank?
Like, right up under there, it's like...
How do you...
You just, like...
Oh, you just figured something out here.
He's like, how you do that? You can see your face when you did it. But apparently, it's, like, supposed to, like, I guess, like, just strengthen everything.
The fuck?
I don't know.
Got a strong dick.
Yeah. But apparently, you know how like you have like extra dick inside your body.
Well, that's
okay, pause.
That's, that's fucked up. God's like, yo, dude, I gave you this, but you got like another 15 inches in there. Don't think you deserve it.
But yeah, you know, like it's like extra. I don't know how it just varies, but like that's what they do in like penis enlargement surgeries.
You ever
like,
seen? You ever seen a pelican? Out. You ever seen what a pelican does? Like they pull out like their spine out of their mouth. That's what I
pelican.
Imagine.
I'm thinking of a flamingo for some
Why
reason.
Why are you thinking of a flamingo? The pelican.
Pelican with the thing.
The, yeah, with the little drop.
Dang,
little
I forgot how a pelican look. I need to go
pick up the fish and stuff. Like,
yeah, and they did that.
Yeah, but like they like open up their mouth and like their spine like comes out.
Ugh.
But that's how they cool down. What I thought about when you're talking about like shit going back up in you. Like I was thinking about like the spine, like
just coming
just popping out.
That's crazy. Like,
yeah, you've never seen that?
No, that sounds disturbing.
It looks really weird. Like Dang. They literally like poke their spine out. Like that's how they cool down.
Dang.
I've never seen it, but they say they do it all the time.
Animals be on some wild shit.
Yeah. The boy got that neck game.
Throat game.
Whole neck be out.
Throatzilla. Pelicans are throats.
Shut up. You got one on the low.
Okay. All right, there you go. I'm going to edit that. But.
Huh?
This is the outro.
Oh, you already did it? Oh.
No. I'm just gonna leave that all in there too. Well yeah guys, thank you for if you got this far. I appreciate the love and support, and yeah, that is it for
we appreciate you for allowing us to penetrate your ears for an hour and roughly five minutes.
Yeah,
so we'll catch y'all on the next episode. Yeah.
Yes,
we'll get better at this. I'm gonna edit that shit out.
Yeah.